this is unbelievable. I've dreamed about this moment for majority of my life, and for it to finally come true and to be part of an organization like this is definitely surreal.
When did you know?
When you guys found out. They didn't tell me to my face that they were going to take me, and they said it in the media, but I didn't want to get my hopes up or anything, and definitely a little bit more nervous than I expected to be a couple minutes before the draft, but it all worked out, and this is definitely an unreal moment.
When your name is called, who do you think about?
My family. My dad is so nice that the first person I got to hug was him, and along with my mom and sister. And I'm so fortunate that I had such a great family growing up, and I wouldn't be here without them, and it's so nice that they're here in New Jersey celebrating this with me.
What are some of the things Joe Sakic told you when he came up to the podium?
He says he's so excited for this, and he says it's going to be a great fit for me, and it's going to be great. I kind of blocked out for a second, but it's so cool, and they have such a promising team and such good young talent, and hope I can be a part of that.
Did you ever see a boss while you were growing up? What do you remember about
that? I was a four, and I like goal scorers, but obviously he's one of the best goalies of all time, and I'm pretty sure he's one of the best playoff performing goalies of all time as well. So I remember his competitive nature, and his will to win is special, and as a coach, he's going to do the same.
Nathan, we all assumed he'd be number one, but there was a tough group in the top five. Seth dropped to number four. Were you surprised by that, how that top four sort of slotted in?
I think this is such a tight draft. I don't know if we've seen anything like this before. Any four of us could win number one, I think it's pretty safe to say. And Seth is a very special player, and he's going to have an unbelievable career in Nashville. I think that's pretty clear. And along with Barkov and Joe, it's going to be great careers for those guys as well. And, obviously, maybe another draft Seth would have been one. And, or even this draft, it could have been one. So it was so tight, and I guess it was just team preference.
Nathan, talk about your development in Halifax and winning Memorial Cup with the Mooseheads.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Every staff member is here from the Mooseheads organization, and they've opened up so much doors for me and Joe, and I'm sure Zach is going to get drafted pretty soon as well. So, definitely unbelievable couple of years there. Memorial Cup was a great way to go out. Like I said, I blacked out a little bit, but he said some of the things to Joe. He just said congratulations, and he's very excited about this.
Do you believe you're NHL ready?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple more months of training and ready for training camp, and hopefully I can make the team and stick there. And I feel like I'm going to be a good contributor this year.
Is this
worth
missing your prom
for? Yeah, I'm not much of a prom guy anyway, so definitely beats a little bit.
Do you have any sense of what to expect from your new coach from having played against this team since you?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with him. I know his systems pretty well just from studying against him playing in the playoffs. So we did so much video on their team, and I'm not sure if they're going to be the same or not, but I know the style. He's a very competitive guy, and his will to win second to none, so I'm so excited to play for him.
You get any text yet from the Avalanche players?
I haven't even checked my phone yet, so honestly, it's in my pocket. It's going to stay there for a while. I just want to enjoy this, and I'm sure I'll have a couple of text messages waiting.
Nathan, you said in the past that the Avs are an organization that you really want to be a part of. Can you talk about that and what being drafted by them means to you?
Yeah, this is surreal. They have a couple cups under their belt. They're such a prestigious organization, and I can't wait to get started with them, and definitely a dream come true.
Were you listening for Joe's name?
Yeah, I was. I was mid-interview, and I had to smile during that. He's gonna be perfect there. He's I'm sure he's so excited. That's where he wanted to go as well. So everything's working out.
Nathan, when watching Patrick as an opposing coach with the Red Bar, and knowing what you know about him, what from that makes you know you have to play for him?
Well, I think we're similar in that we're both very competitive guys, and I think he definitely had a high work ethic, and I think it's the same. So in styles of that, I think it's going to work very well. Obviously, he's going to be a little different than Dom, but good different. I think it's going to be a smooth transition.
Do you know that last year you were drafted from the KHL? Do you think about it? Do you even know?
Yeah, I'm not going to the KHL anytime soon. That's weird. Obviously, it's in pretty good company, and I'm so proud of where I'm from and where I grew up. And obviously, not many kids get this opportunity to work in the position I'm in. And obviously, the thing I said, I just can't wait to get back there and celebrate with my friends.
Is there
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I know I'm going back to Halifax. And then I think I'm going over to PEI for a few days to train. And then, development camp, I'm not sure what the date is for that. But I'll be happy whatever I do. I'm just glad to be
here. Seth, how do you feel about being part of the new Avalanche? I mean, there's a complete rebuild front office. Obviously, you're going to be a big part of that. And they've made you a big part of that. Are you ready to accept that responsibility? And are you ready to move that forward?
Absolutely. What I want to do for an NHL team, I want to try to elevate as much as I can. They have already so many talented players, and it's flattering that they wanted me to come help, and it's to win the Stanley Cup as soon as we can. And like Patrick said, I've been following it. The team's going to have a Stanley Cup mentality, and that's what we'll work for from day one.
There's a lot of guys in that organization with Stanley Cup experience. How good is that to be going into a situation where you can learn from guys that have won it before?
Yeah, I know they know what it takes. It's the hardest trophy to win in sports, in my opinion. It's a grind to get there, and to have some leadership like that and some players that can really take the team under their wings and lead them to eventually winning a Stanley Cup is pretty special. And I'm very fortunate that I can go in the organization with them.
And then Joe Sack.
Nathan, you said in the past when you're younger, you wrote down goals for yourself. Now for Adams. What does that mean to you? Is it something that when you look back on that, you think that was gonna come to real life?
Yeah, obviously I was just a little kid and I idolized Joe Sakic, and I'm not gonna lie, when Sid got drafted by the Pens, I hopped on that bandwagon. But for the first part of my life, I was an Avs fan, and I guess it's a little ironic that I got to play for the Mooseheads and now the Avalanche. And everything's working out so far, and hopefully continue that way.
So you were an Avs fan, but then you kind of stopped, or what?
Yeah, just because of Sid. I love Sid, and he was my favorite player. I guess he's still my favorite player. I don't really know what to say now, since hopefully I'm going to be in the same league as him. I don't know if I should dislike him now. I don't know. But, he was my favorite player, and obviously being from Harbor, you hear so much good things about him. And I guess I just switched to Pittsburgh just because of how much I like Sid. So. But definitely before that, I like the Avalanche and Joe Sakic.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, I did. Yeah, you wished me that. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.